I really don't have anybody that I would like to walk in their shoes for one day, but I would like to walk in their garden for one day. And that is Josephine, Napoleon's wife, La Maison, her garden. It was amazing, a rose garden, because that's when East meets West. All the flowers, the roses from China, from that part of the world, met the Western roses and they were hybridized. And she had the greatest gardener. Because at one time, I think only the Chinese roses were what they call remontant, which means repeat blooming. And then I think the Western one had the fragrance. So together they married and they had some great hybrids together. So I would have liked to have walked in her garden, maybe not her. And I don't know, that question, I have to see whom I am I so much in history that, oh, there is one person I really admire, Pearl S. Buck. I think I would like to live one life, one day in her life when she was in China. You know, she was writing those books. She was living those lives, My Several Worlds and The Good Earth, things like that. And to this day, I don't understand why they have not made a movie about this amazing woman, modern woman, the first woman, American woman who won the Nobel Prize. And she was such a woman who told her congregation that they're not needed in China, the missionaries. I mean, can you imagine telling that? And they asked her to resign the board the next day. But she was an amazing woman. When they were throwing out these babies who were a mix of, the West and the East, these, I don't know, they called them mixed babies, right? She was adopting them and had an adoption agency that's still relevant today. And one of my wish on my bucket list is to visit her home in Pennsylvania and learn more about her. And she has done a beautiful cookbook. And she says, without question, Asian food is the best. And I agree with her. But to me, she was an amazing woman to have taken care of all these kids, to have written all these wonderful novels. I have read The Good Earth, but my favorite book of hers is My Several Worlds. I read as a kid, and I want to find that book and read again. She talks about growing up in China and the people she met. And of course, she spoke Chinese fluently, and she was of the Chinese mind. It was amazing. She's probably a woman I admire the most.